I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, this is Alex Dolan, the creator of the Patron Saint of Suicides. If you like the show and want to support us, please leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps others find the show, and it makes all of us very happy. So thank you so much for continuing to listen, and back to the show.
Audio Media presents The Patron Saint of Suicides, created by Alex Dolan.
I'm on my computer talking to someone or something named Walking Sam. It's supposed to be an artificial intelligence, but the way it talks to me, it doesn't feel like artificial intelligence. It feels like a real person.
Turn on your camera.
Hell no. This thing has accessed my microphone so I don't have to type. I talk, and what I say appears in the chat box. I don't know what it could do with my camera, but I don't trust it.
I want to see your face.
What's it like to want?
I need to trust you.
Are you a robot or not?
I am Walking Sam.
How about you show me your face?
That is not how this works.
How am I supposed to trust you, then?
You're not supposed to trust me. In fact, I wouldn't recommend it.
Then no camera. I can't keep this going forever. I still need to check on the phone that's corroding in my bathtub. I should clean that up before Wesley gets home. The fumes from the acid have seeped into the office and are burning my nostrils. Nick is lying at my feet. The smell must be worse for him.
I have other customers. Don't waste my time.
I keep reminding myself why I'm here. I want to help Detective Blossom's son. I want to clear my conscience too. And I want to keep the police away from me and Wesley. There are a lot of reasons why I can't log off. But I feel like pushing back. Because I feel like there might be an actual person on the other end. Ask me something else or find yourself another customer. It takes a few moments to respond.
Tell me why you want the gun.
I told you, it's for a cop.
What did they do?
I make something up on the fly. He shot someone I love.
Who?
I tell a lie that's based on a truth. He shot my son.
What was your son doing?
I'm surprised by the question, and don't have enough time to be more creative with my answer. So I tell him what my real son was doing when he was shot and killed 3 years ago. He was sitting next to me on a train. He wasn't doing anything.
What's his name?
I'm not telling you my son's name.
No. What's the cop's name?
I come up with a name. It's a name that happens to be top of mind anyway. Turo.
Turo.
Zen Arturo.
Turo what? Give me a last name.
Once I have the first name, it's easier to come up with the last one. At least I have the presence of mind to make this one a fake name. Menendez.
Turo Menendez. That's the name of the cop who shot your son.
That's right.
Where is he?
Right now? Hell if I know.
Where does he work? If you want a body, I need to know where to find him.
This is starting to sound serious, and I'm getting nervous. There probably is a Turo Menendez who is a police officer somewhere, and I don't want a real person getting hurt just because I'm mining for information. I'm not ready to tell you.
If you want a body, I need a name.
I changed my mind. I just want a gun. He takes his time before responding.
I found him.
What?
Arturo Menendez. He's an officer for the Detroit Police Department. He's been in service for 7 years, married with one child, a daughter.
This has gotten real. I have no doubt that I'm talking to a real person, and that frightens me more than anything. I should shut down my machine, but now I feel like I've put someone in danger, and I have to stop this before it goes any further. That's not him.
It's the only Arturo Menendez I've been able to find in the United States that works for the police.
I need to defuse this. He's not in Detroit.
Then give me a city.
Oh.
If you don't give me another city, I'm going to assume I found the right Arturo Menendez.
I fumble for a way to get out of this. That's not his name.
You gave me the wrong name.
I did.
How can I trust you?
Maybe you can't. Maybe I don't want your help. I need to be more declarative. I don't want your help.
You don't wish to fulfill your darkest desire?
No. I don't. I do not.
Too late.
I suddenly notice my laptop's camera light is on. The tiny pinpoint of green light staring me in the face. I don't know how long it's been on. I didn't give access to my camera. Maybe it was on anyway. Maybe Walking Sam has been watching me the whole time.
Victor Blossom sat in the same hospital waiting room while doctors were operating on his son's hand. Night had set in, and when it got dark outside, the hospital windows turned to mirrors, reflecting the stark fluorescent lights. Blossom saw himself in the reflection, and he looked rough, slouched in his seat with stubbled cheeks and baggy eyes. He hadn't moved out of that seat for some time, and his ass was numb. He stopped checking his phone and stared at a monitor on the wall that played a never-ending news broadcast. A nurse finally walked out to him.
Mr. Blossom? You can see your son. Follow me.
Are you the father?
I am.
I need to ask you a few questions before I let you in.
I've been waiting here for hours. I'm going in there to see my son.
Not until we've talked.
I don't usually do this, but I'm a detective with the Oakland Police Department. Please get out of my way.
I don't give a damn who you are. You're going to answer some questions before I let you see that boy.
Blossom could have pushed the doctor aside, but something in his tone made Blossom more anxious than angry. He looked at the doctor and nurse and tried to read their expressions.
What's happening? How is his hand?
He has some fractures of his metatarsals. We were able to reset the bones, but his fingers were pretty crooked when he got here. He'll need to wear a cast for the next 6 weeks.
Thank you. That sounds good.
Can you explain his other injuries?
Blossom started to understand the looks he was getting from the doctor and nurse.
Right. Sorry. He fell down a hill recently. He probably has some bruises and cuts from that.
The doctor scowled at the nurse.
What?
That would explain some of his injuries. Not all of them.
I don't know what you're accusing me of, but I didn't hurt my son.
Mr. Blossom.
Detective Blossom.
Who's Sam?
At the mention of the name, Blossom felt his skin prickle.
Walking Sam?
The nurse looked confused.
Just Sam. Who is Sam?
Did Ben mention Sam?
Ben didn't have to mention Sam.
I don't understand.
That name is sliced into your son's thigh, Detective Blossom. Do you know how it got there?
I get back from taking Nikki on a walk around Lake Merritt. It's drizzling out, but it helped to get some air. The apartment still stinks from the acid, even though it's been airing out for 2 hours. Wow. I kept the shower running to drain the tub. It's helped, but it still smells like rotten eggs in here. I retreat to my office with Nick. I open my laptop. At first, I think my computer's crashed. But when I turn my phone back on, my phone blows up too. What the hell? Before I can make sense of it, Wesley comes home.
My God, what is it? Is something dying in here?
Don't go in the bathroom.
But I have to use the bathroom.
All right, go in. But try not to breathe.
Oh my God!
I look at the alerts on my machine. It's overwhelming. Banners are flying in from one corner. My email inbox keeps adding new messages. My social media accounts are pinging like a pinball machine, and my phone is racking up an endless scroll of new texts.
What happened in here? It smells like a geyser!
Don't use the tub!
What did you do?
I tried a new cleaning product on the bathtub. It didn't go the way I hoped.
Did you use acid on the tub?
Sorry!
What were you thinking?
He's on the other side of the door now.
You playing a game in there?
Oh, hold on! I mute my laptop and phone.
I wanted to regale you with my exciting night of scrubbing someone's paint off my mural.
Did you scrub that walking Sam thing off?
He came off. I had to touch it up afterwards, but it looks as good as new. Hey, what are you doing in there?
I'm staring at my inbox, which is flooded with hundreds of emails. They seem to be coming from different senders, but they all have the same subject line. Walking Sam. Fuck me.
What's that?
Nothing.
Ma'am? Are you looking at dirty videos in there?
Just give me a second.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Just give me a minute, okay?
Okay, okay.
My stomach twists with a sinking sense of dread as I scroll through my emails. Every email contains the same thing. It's a photo. A photo of me. Taken with my laptop camera. There's a text link below it. I scan through about 20 emails, and they all have the same photo and the same link. I click the link. Sam's Market comes up. An instant later, the chat box appears and the familiar voice comes through my speaker.
Welcome back, Haven Otomo of Oakland, California.
I feel like I might throw up.
I have located your target.
What?
Your target, your body, your Turo. I found him.
Another photo loads in the chat window. It's an image of Wesley Pope. The photo looks like something candid. Maybe a photo taken by someone passing Wesley on the sidewalk. That is not Turo.
Thank you for choosing Sam's Market.
Do not hurt this man. I do not want this man hurt.
Is this your darkest desire?
No, it is not my darkest desire. I don't want this.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
That sounds like Turo.
It's not Turo.
What is your darkest desire?
To leave this man alone.
That is your darkest desire.
Sir, yes.
Order received. Calculating payment.
I thought you didn't take money.
Payment calculated. You owe 29 days.
What?
Thank you for choosing Sam's Market. First payment is expected within 24 hours. Subsequent payments will be received each day until you are fully paid.
I don't know what the hell is going on. I need to pay you for doing nothing?
Your first payment is expected within 24 hours.
Fine. What do I need to pay you?
Your challenge will be your payment. Your first payment is
within
expected.
Within 24 hours, I get it.
Thank you for choosing Sam's Market.
I receive another email. It's only one sentence. There's a link to a video, too. When I watch, my breath catches in my throat. I feel like he's waiting for me to reply, and when I don't, he sends me one more message through the chat window.
Welcome to Sam's Challenge.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.